Should government support public broadcasting? I'd like to offer a slightly different question. Are politicians and voters mature and decent enough to expect, respect, and protect good journalism? I'm not a spokesperson for NPR or PBS, but this perspective does come from being educated, entertained, nudged, and inspired by public broadcasting for more than 50 years. To me, call letters like WNIJ represent important indicators of our quality of life. Other media are drowning us. They're hard to resist because it's their job to get our attention, and they're really good at it. But between the commercial pitches, propaganda, and pablum, it's hard to breathe. When you drive through areas where the NPR signal gets lost, you understand. The only sounds you might hear are static or commentators and preachers whose messages are almost totally devoid of facts. They desperately want us to believe them. Decades of media research prove this. Public broadcasting offers multiple perspectives for good reasons. Diverse, sometimes conflicting views can reduce bias and stereotyping, better than one-sided arguments. In-depth news coverage and programming that meet the highest ethical standards can make a profound difference, serving the public rather than profit. Are we wise enough to expect, respect, and protect good journalism? If so, keep on listening and support public broadcasting. Let the public benefit. The more, the better. I'm Rick Brooks, and that's my perspective.